When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Magic 106.7. Tony Bennett makes everybody think they can sing, right? You listen to that Tony Bennett, you just want to sing along, right?
I know, I can't sing.
I try, but I do. I feel like it's a low enough key that I can get away with it and nobody would really know if I'm off, but everybody knows.
Yeah. Hey, Magic 106.7, Boston's Christmas station with holiday music right up until the big day. Mm-hmm. We are in the presence of greatness in terms of singing because our friends from Voices of Hope have joined us this morning. Greg, welcome back and to your team. You also make us feel like we could possibly sing.
Thank you. Yes, thanks for having us back. It's a lovely singing this early in the morning, but it'll be great. We'll be awesome.
Yeah, it didn't occur to us. Yeah, suddenly, most of the appearances you do, I guess, are afternoon or evening, not first thing in the morning.
No, there's not a lot of first morning musical theater that I know of. But I'll be basses and altos.
Yeah. Greg, tell, for people who might not be familiar with Voices of Hope, just quickly tell people what you do and some of the milestones that you've recently hit.
Hi, thank you. Yes, so we are a fundraising organization that raises funds for cancer research for the Tamir Center for Targeted Therapies at the Mass General Cancer Center. And we've been doing this for 14 years now. We do it through the performing arts. We have two shows a year. And then in the December area, we did like 100 caroling gigs. And we also have a golf tournament. And we just had a big craft fair. And last year was our big milestone where we donated our millionth dollar to cancer research.
Wow.
That
was awesome.
Bravo.
And I have to say, I have benefited directly as a breast cancer survivor. I was treated at Mass General, so I always feel like I'm sort of like, I mean, not only do I love you guys just personally, but I have such a personal connection to the cause. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, it's great that I love to meet survivors. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Survivor's a good word.
Yeah.
We love having you in around the holidays, but you perform throughout the year. You perform at the Boston Garden. I mean, large and small venues everywhere.
Yeah, we do national anthems for all the major teams. We're going to be at the Celtics in January again. It's just a great way to get our mission out there and also to give back to our members. They're all volunteers, so they get to go out and sing at the Fenway Park, at the Garden. We just did the Patriots. And we do have a lot of other smaller things for other organizations as well. But it's a great time, and it's a year-round thing for us. It's not just one and done. We're just getting ready to cast our next show. We're going to be doing Jesus Christ Superstar back at the North Shore Musical Theater in March.
Oh, wow.
So auditions are this week. We just finished our gala, so we're like, next.
And, they're very busy. And I've worked with them for a while. I'm seeing their gala and I've met a lot of their volunteers, and these are people who, for the most part, a lot of them have full-time jobs and full-time lives and still put hundreds of hours to support this cause, and they're the same faces I see year after year. Like once you're there, you're committed.
We've had members that have been there since day one in year two, and then we have a bunch of new members this year, and they're all there for the cause, for the mission. A lot of theater groups, you know, there's a lot of ego and stuff, which we still have some, I will say, but it's really they're there for the cause, and they understand the mission, and it makes it a lot more fun. It's a huge family. We're always on, and when we're not doing a show, we're doing other things together. So
we sing. Total, like for a big performance, and maybe you can break it down to like a short little a cappella thing with just a few of you, but how big is the big group?
We just had our gala, which Sue was our hostess as she has been in the past, and that was with cast, crew, and orchestra. It was over 110 people.
Wow!
Yeah, those are huge shows. Yeah. We had cast of 80 plus, and like I said, a big orchestra. So it's they can go anywhere from 80 to 130 people in any one show, depending on which show it is.
It's great to see so many people pulling in the same direction, trying to do such important and wonderful work.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is they are all volunteers, from our orchestra to our tech team to everybody who does a show with us. Nobody, there's no salary, there's no money exchange, so everything that you would donate to us goes straight to cancer research. We thrive on grants and scholarships and things like that.
Amazing.